Then we have the Perryman Cemetery at 32nd and Utica, Tulsa's oldest private cemetery. Let's talk about that, how that came about.
That is the remaining fragment of a much larger cemetery that served all the people of Lutchboga Tribal Town. Family stories tell us where different families like the Yoholas and the Beavers were buried. There is an interview in some of the state historic society records with a member of the Partridge family, which lived a little bit further north down on Croak Creek. And he starts talking about all the small grave houses that were in his backyard going up the hill towards the cemetery.
I have visited the Perryman Cemetery, and you just said grave houses. I saw on the property there these little wooden structures, 4 feet wide, 6 feet long, and knee high. So why were they built?
Robert actually had those built and put there to
show.
That's
a Muskogee tradition. If you get down around Highway 9 and on a rural road, you drive past the Creek Cemetery. Those are very common. They're called Sukpofkin, which means a pocket house. And the pocket refers to the pocket of earth that you have dug away to put your loved one in. It replaces an earlier tradition going back thousands of years where people would actually be buried underneath the house that they lived in.
Okay.
So this was a reaction to probably missionaries saying, you can't do that anymore.
So then they'd build a house and get buried underneath it.
Right.
Is there any marking? I didn't notice any markings.
One of the reasons that I put those there was I was mad that the gravestones had been stolen from my great-great-grandmother and my great-uncle.
Okay.
And those are the two that I put there.
But as I recall at the cemetery, George Perryman's stone is standing...
It's that heart shape.
...tall and proud.
Mm-hmm. I always thought Rachel was next to it, part of that too, like a double. But she isn't. She's right north of it.
Buried next to her mother.
And her mother came on the Trail of Tears. It's kind of a pyramid shape.
Obelisk.
Okay. It's the oldest stone in there. She was the oldest.
And Josiah would be buried there?
Josiah and Legus are both buried there. Their markers are not there. They're back somewhere on the west side towards the north corner of the cemetery. Every Memorial Day, I make sure that they get little American flags because both of them served in what was called the Indian Home Guard. The federal groups that were mustered in Kansas during the Civil War.
And your grandfather, Mose, is buried in that cemetery.
Mm-hmm. His looks like a bed. Part of it's gone, part of the sides, and part of them are out here somewhere.
But the headstone and the footstone, and it's covered completely with a marble slab. I'm not sure what kind of stone it is. I assume it's marble.
That was another tradition. If you're up around the lake, some of those have a concrete thing across it. Where the body's underneath it.
Now that cemetery has been greatly reduced.
They say that when they widened Utica, they took out a lot of graves. And also they say there's graves underneath those houses to the west. It was quite a large cemetery. And at one time, there was a fence around it, some sort of a fence. And they said that during one of the wars, they buried some of the unknown soldiers outside that fence. That they didn't know where to send their bodies to.
So we just built and widened Utica. Was there some disrespect to these graves?
There were some members of the family that were more interested in the money they could make off selling lots than they were in preserving the cemetery. And if it hadn't been for Panoski Perryman, his English name is Newman Perryman, and his family, the cemetery may not have been preserved at all.
Newman took care of it.
He was the son of George Jr.,
he took care of it himself for a while, and then, you know, they've had Boy Scouts that used to go over and cut the grass. Then Texaco took it over. There's a man from Texaco that lived close, and he had his employees take care of it for a while. Then Panoski called me and said that he couldn't take care of it anymore. I used to try to help him with some money to pay someone to do it after he got older. And he said, the city wants to buy it. And he said, I don't trust him after they widened Utica. Or the Historical Society wants to buy it. So I said, Newman, I would trust the Historical Society. So they are now the owners.